The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, أو you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum. Now let's listen to the speech of Sheikh Jafar Jafar.
I begin in the name of Allah, the most kind, the most merciful. It's due to that kindness and mercy that we have these opportunities where we gather in remembrance and glorification of Him, Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. We then send our congratulatory messages to our 12th and living Imam, Al-Hujja Ajalallahu Ta'ala Farajahu Sharif, and to each and every one of you as we gather on this evening to celebrate the birth anniversary of the Lady of Light, the daughter of our beloved Prophet, Sayyidah Fatima bint Muhammad, alayhim afdalu salatu wassalam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we are blessed in this world with the ma'rifah of Sayyidah, inshaAllah, and that we are blessed with her shafa'at in the hereafter, inshaAllah. Our belief, you know, when you look at the belief in Islam and what has been taught to us, there is no doubt the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has presented His teachings that the best creation ever to be put on this earth is Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. He was the teacher, right? He was the guide. And therefore everybody's responsibility was to model themselves after the Prophet. Hence he was the best creation. And therefore subsequently everyone who believed after that were the students of the Prophet. Yeah, and there is no doubt again when it comes to our belief that the two greatest students to have ever existed was Imam Ali and Sayyidah Fatima alayhima afdalu salatu wassalam. Allahumma Muhammadin wa Ali Muhammad. Hence Ali has been given the title of Amir al-Mu'mineen, yeah, the leader of the believers. And Sayyidah has been given the title of Sayyidatun Nisa'il Alameen, yeah, the queen or the leader of all the women of paradise or of the worlds, right? And so these two titles show us the personality of these people and how equal they were as far as their status with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this status is very eloquently, you know, painted or described by our sixth imam when he says, Sami'atu, that he said, Lawla anna Allaha tabaraka wa ta'ala khalaqa amir al-mu'mineen alayhi salam li Fatima. He says that if Allah had not created Ali for Fatima, ما كان لها كفواً على ظهر الأرض من آدم من دونها. He says there would not have been an equal for Fatima from Adam to the rest of creation. Yeah? And this was their status. Hence, when we look at their lives in any way, we find guidance that is there for us on how to become a better believer. And that's the goal, right? The goal should be to try to become a better believer every day. I think one of the biggest mistakes that we make is complacency, you know, where we are satisfied with where we are. And that's part of the world that we live in. You know, we are in a rat race, as they call it. Every day it's the same cycle. And unfortunately, that same cycle and that same sequence spreads into our faith as well. But the reality is that we have a job to try to become better. And try to and have a desire to become better. And so when we look at their lives, we find that there are instances where we can tap into their existence to try to see how we can improve our existence. And inshallah, we will try to do that today when we look at the life of this great lady. One of my favorite traditions is narrated by Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, where the Prophet is reported to have said, "Inna Allaha La yaghdabu li ghadabi Fatima wa yarda li ridaha." He says that indeed, you know, if you know Arabic, there are sometimes words that are used in Arabic to describe emphasis, right? And in this sentence, and you don't say that in English, Right? Like you wouldn't say surely, verily. You would be like, that's enough. Surely was enough, you know? But in Arabic, it works, you know? So here it says, inna. Inna is surely. Inna allaha la yaghdabu. This lam again is another emphasis, yeah? That means surely, most definitely, Allah is angered when Fatima is angry. And Allah is happy when Fatima is happy. Subhanallah, yeah? I tell you, this is a remarkable hadith. It's a remarkable hadith because the expectation in life is for us to love what God loves, to hate what God hates, right? This is what tawalla and tabarra is all about. But it's flipped in this instance, where the Prophet says that Fatima is not angry at what God is angry, rather God is angry at what Fatima is angry. Yeah, and God is happy when she is happy. And so what I want to do today is I want to try to understand this tradition. And if you look at the tafsir of this tradition, there are many ways to explain it. But I want to explain it from the concept of love, right? The concept of hubb. The concept of hubb is a fascinating discussion, and it can be tackled in so many different ways. We've done it in the past when we described the title of the Prophet as Habibullah and how that applies to us. And so today I want to look at this tradition, but understanding it from the perspective of love, right? And try to understand why God is angry when she is angry, and why God is happy when she is happy. When we look at the concept of love, one of the things we have to understand is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala expects believers to have intense love for Him. He expects this, right? And of course, just from a point of obviousness, but Sayyida being the greatest of believers, naturally she would have this quality of intense love, right? But we find that in the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the verse that I recited in the khutbah, He says in Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 165, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَتَّخِذُ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ أَنْدَادًا. He says that there are people who have taken partners besides God, right? They have taken competitors. So not necessarily partners, but people who compete with God. يُحِبُّونَهُمْ كَحُبِّ اللَّهِ. They love these things the way they should be loving God, right? Now this could be anything, right? So if, for example, I could love watching TV when it's time for Salah, but I'm still watching TV. God says, love me right now. And you're saying, no, I want to finish this, right? It could be our games that we play. It could be our phones. It could be our work sometimes. When I have the ability to pray on time, yet I decide not to pray on time, but pray later because I pick something else over God at that moment. When we have the ability, understand what I'm saying. Allah says there are people like this who take competitors, yeah, who take things and love them the way they should love me. But then He says, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبًّا لِلَّهِ. But for those who believe, they have this ardent love for God. Yeah, like He could have just said, you know, it's interesting, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا حُبًّا لِلَّهِ. Those who believe have love for me. No, but He says those who believe have this intense love for me. Right? Intense love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so what does intense love look like? Right? Because maybe we say we love God, right? But Allah says that I'm not really happy with this. It's amazing. When I said in the intro, you know, that like there should be a desire for all of us to constantly want to improve ourselves, this is like another description of this, right? Because it's one thing to say I'm a Muslim, and then to say I'm a mu'min, and then to say I have taqwa. But then God says, no, but that's not enough. I want you to love me. And you're like, okay, I love you. He's like, no, I want you to really have intense love for me. Like God wants more from us constantly, right? And that's what makes God so beautiful. Because it's eternal. It's really eternal, right? Like where the journey never ends. The journey never stops. And so what does intense love look like, you know? When you look at our studies, our studies tell us is that a human being's love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or his intense or her intense love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is demonstrated through a three-pronged manifestation. Okay? Our love for God is manifested through like a triangle, you can say. And each of these portions is required for that love to thrive. Right? So you can't have one of the three and say my love for God is intense. But rather the love of God, or our demonstration of our love for God, requires all three of these components for it to be intense and thriving. Now, a couple of things we have to understand. Number one is that these are not in a linear line where I need number one to then move on to number two. No, I can have all of these three things happening at different times, but the expectation is that I have all three on at the same time, and they're intense at the same time, right? So it's not a graduation level from one to the other. And the other thing that we have to understand is that when we talk about this love, right, love for God, love shouldn't be mixed up with faith, right? That I have faith in God. No, faith is a prerequisite of love. So I have to have faith. But then it's not enough for me to have faith. I need to love having faith, right? It should be my passion. You know, whatever we love, that love motivates action.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi Karimun Adi Alimun Hali Hakimun Mati. شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صلوا عليه.